Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to another night of Full Spectrum Radio. I am Matt. I gave my esteemed, amazing host, co-host, I should say, Dennis, the night off due to the fact that I am at an actual event, and it's going to be a little bit of a shorter show. I could not broadcast live considering they had Wi-Fi, so I had to do it. But we are going to be talking a little bit to Stana Emerson, who is the basically the founder, and as she has on her card, as I'm looking at right now, Top Dog of Fur Ever Rescue. So it's FUREVER Rescue .com if you want to look up the foundation. But yes, I'm at Tokyo Bay sushi restaurant or sushi bar and grill, which is probably one of my favorite places to go. It seriously is just ridiculously good. I apologize if it's kind of hard to hear me. It is so loud in here. There's so many people. There's silent auctions. There's a whole bunch of stuff going on. So, but I couldn't miss it, and I could not do it or do the show because there's no way that I don't love hearing the responses and talking to you guys weekly. So I'm literally, to get out of the way of the noise, and you can probably still hear it, I'm standing in a service station that has been shut down where it's coffee and sodas and beverages and stuff like that for the time being. So thank you, Laura. I'm glad that you hear us or hear me just fine. Which is also, if you hear doors opening and closing or kitchen noises, it's right by the restrooms and it's right by the kitchen. So, you want a thing, just place an order on chat. I'll get it up for you, and I can't guarantee that you'll get it because I will probably eat it. But no, hope everybody had a great time, a great week, a great 2 weeks, actually. I did, which I'm kind of regretting at the moment a little bit. I did St. Baldrick's, which was on Sunday at Ballet Doyle's in Aurora, Illinois, and I am shaved down to the scalp. It's not comfortable in anything other than 70-some degree weather, so anybody who's bald out there or just big shaved or anything like that, kudos, hands down. I don't know how you do it. It sucks. I want my hair back. But it was very good calls. It was for cancer. Got an email from St. Baldrick today that just the location in in Aurora at Ballydoyle raised just over $120,000 just that one day, this past Sunday, for children's cancer research. So that was absolutely amazing. I mean, for the amount of people that were there, for the amount of money I saw flying around that place, that was definitely just amazing. I mean, it was an experience that even if you don't want to get your head shaved because you don't have to, if you donate to it or just go there to hang out, it's ridiculous. I mean, the energy, just everything, just absolutely awesome. Also did a, with dear friend Ursula Bielski and Carl Coachman and Dave Wiseman, and the list goes on and on of the people that were out on Sunday, that we did Great Escape Restaurant and did a little kind of minor investigation there. Not too much, not full setup, not for full time, but it was pretty crazy when we were there. I mean, it definitely was. I will be posting, because I got the owner's permission, I will be posting some EVPs and stuff that I got probably on Sunday, I want to say, just due to the fact of processing them, converting them into a postable format off my digital voice recorders. It's going to take a little bit of time, and it's been nothing but charity and fundraising and all that stuff for the past 2 weeks now for me. So, but hope everybody's having a great time and had a great time in their week. Yes, the Forever Rescue is pretty large around here. I mean, they do a lot. It's raise a lot of money. They try and bring in animals from kill shelters. I'm not going to get into too much of it because I really don't want to take away from Stana, the starter of the foundation, which it may get a little loud, and I'm going to go see if I can walk around and go find where she's at, because she's selling raffle tickets. There's, as I said, silent auction. There's a whole bunch of stuff going on. So all of you are going to walk through the party with me. So enjoy. If you hear me, cool. If not, I'm sorry. Not a big place, but it's not that easy to find people when it's this busy. I found a little nook for us. No, you can finish your call. Go ahead. To you? Yes. A little bit crazy at the moment. But I do want to say she's finishing up a phone call as I speak. I do want to say that as far as this establishment in Tokyo Bay goes, they do a lot of charity fundraisers. It's always an amazing turnout. So if you happen to be in the Chicagoland area, you're looking for a venue, something like that, just please let me know. You can look them up at Tokyo Bay Sushi Bar and Grill on Facebook. Above and beyond just what they do for everybody, the food here is, excuse me, but it's damn ridiculous. I mean, it's stupid good. I'm going to see if I can get some pictures of, well, actually, if you go to my page, you can see pictures of the sushi. You can see pictures of some of the other food items that they have that, yes, I do like it that much that I do take pictures of it. It seriously is that good. Plus, the wait staff, the bar staff, just sushi chefs, just everybody here is very, very welcoming. Steve, who is our esteemed karaoke and DJ person, he does a fantastic job too. I honestly just can't say enough about this place as far as the heart and not that only goes into the community, but also that goes into the dishes that they prepare. I love to cook, and I know about putting your heart and soul into food, and you can taste that in the food, and that's exactly what they do here. So, yes. The website is TokyoBaySushi.net. You can find them on Facebook, like I said, Tokyo Bay Sushi Bar and Grill. If you type that in the search bar, it'll bring you right to it. Give it a like. Check out. There's always specials going on. Still waiting for Stana to finish up her phone call. I'm looking at her right now, and she's still on the phone. So, I understand. It's her night. It's a busy night. It's all for charity. So, in the meantime, if anybody wants to call in and shoot the shit, basically, feel free. 323-580-5703. I have gone back to my quiet nook, which I might be popping in and out of just to see if she's still on the phone or if she's done. So it's totally up to you guys. So, but yeah, feel free. 323-580-5703. Let's see how the crowd's doing right now. Just in a moment. Yeah, 323. Who's it on the deck? 580-5703. See how easy it is to run a radio show? Like, just anywhere you are? I have to press 1 to get in the host queue.
To the
house? Yeah. Now you're on the bus.
Nice.
Yes, it's pretty easy. So,
okay,
so how's your night going?
My night is a little hectic. I don't understand any of this computer stuff. This is good. We got a good turnout.
Yeah, that's one thing I'd been kind of walking around and looking at you know, everybody here and with the silent auction stuff and everything, it's a damn cool night, and that's all I've been talking about this whole time. So I've been on for exactly right around 16 minutes, and that's
okay,
literally
on,
all I've been talking about.
I'm sorry, so you've been holding for me. I'm so sorry.
No, I usually do like a pre-show intro, so we're good. And I did a lap around. I had to pick up some stuff and, you know, my coat. I didn't want to leave the tables busy when I found this being the quietest nook that we have besides the restroom. But see,
we can hear the restroom.
And I, you know, it might creep people out with a computer and TV, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but it makes it more of a memorable night.
So,
it gives them something to talk about.
So, if you wouldn't mind, and I'm sure you wouldn't, would you mind explaining a little bit about the foundation, about, you know, what exactly you guys do?
Sure. Forever Rescue, basically what we do is we started out, we researched a bunch of different rescues who take in a lot of the healthy wanted dogs, and there wasn't really a place for unhealthy, sicker, behavioral issue dogs to go to. So we decided to start a place and give dogs a second chance. So it's what we do is we basically go to animal care and control. We go to different facilities and we pick up the dogs that are going to get euthanized, the dogs that, you know, don't stand a chance, a lot of pity. Like I said, we take a lot of the sick dogs, behavioral issues. We train them. We rehabilitate. We find loving forever homes for them.
Pretty much every dog, except for one, through my history of life with my parents and myself, has been an adopted dog. We did get one from a, I think it was Petco or something like that, one of the actual pet stores, and that was my baby. This was before the adoption thing was even prevalent in the community. I think I was, I'm 32 now, I think I was maybe 9 when we got her. So.
Okay, then we forgive you. Then we'll forgive you. No, it's fantastic. It's a huge. There's a large number of dogs out there that just don't stand a chance. But I think what people don't realize is, in the case of pit bulls or pit bull mixes, usually 8 out of 10 get euthanized. 8 out of 10 that go into a shelter never make it out alive. They just don't stand a chance. And a lot of people seem to think that animal care and control is like a holding and adoption facility, and it's not. It's not the Humane Society. So unfortunately, people go in and drop these animals off, and the facility is full. These animals have no place to go because they get euthanized. So we are sort of trying to find people to come in, step in, and work with us, help us, you know, foster some of these homes, help us rehabilitate some of these dogs, and give them the fighting chance that they need. They're phenomenal animals. They're absolutely fantastic. And we are forever, because basically once we come into your life, we're there forever. We don't just adopt out a dog and then walk away. We're there with you. We provide free training. We provide the guidance. We're always there. We always monitor our dogs, track our dogs. We found working with our adopters and providing these services is a win-win situation for the family and for our animals.
Yeah, that's phenomenal. I mean, there's when you look at the, and she's absolutely right as far as when it comes to the pit bulls especially. And pit bulls are, in the lack of a harsh or a more harsh sense of terms, they're kind of like the bastard children of dogs, to where if there was any sort of attack, and this is something that we talk about at work all the time, even a few years ago, when there was a dog attack, it could have been a miniature pincher, but if it was in the news, it was a pit bull.
Yeah.
They got such a bad rap. And it wasn't anything to do with what the breed is, because pit bulls are actually one of the number one breeds with kids. They just got a bad name for what they were because of what people did to them and trained them to do. So
exactly.
You got to point the finger at the human race as opposed to what the animal's actually done. So,
that's why we do what we do. The way we look at it is people have damaged like I said, we take the bad of the bad. We take the sick. We give them a second chance. And we believe that it's people who put them in the state that they're in. So if they have these behavioral issues, this is a personal fault. This is because they weren't trained properly or raised properly or neglected and abused. So we feel we owe it them. People messed it up. People need to fix it. People need to remember, now it's the pit bull. 20 years ago, it was the shepherd, and before that, it was the Rottweiler, and before that, it was the Doberman Pinscher. My opinion, 20 years from now, it's going to be the Cane Corso. People are going to move from the pit bull, and it's going to be a totally new breed. The pit bull was originally raised to be a nanny dog. These are loving, loyal. I have four, and I would give my life for these dogs. That's how loyal and wonderful they are. It's all in how we just need to educate people. We need to stop breeding these dogs while there are so many dying in shelters. And we need to teach people to be responsible and just train them and teach them to be a member of the family and not just an animal that's outside on the chain.
Yeah, and I completely agree with that. I mean, my parents' dogs that they have now, one of them is a he's a Husky Shepherd mix, and then the other one is a Springer Lab mix, and both of them, I think we might have to bring them to you. They need some training. No, they're actually really, really great dogs. They're very, 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 very well trained, but they're very vocal, especially the Husky Shepherd mix. I mean, he does not shut the hell up. And also, real quick, isn't it weird that we're standing in front of each other and we're talking on phones, talking to each other?
I'm hearing your voice.
That's what I'm trying to, like, tuck it in as best I can.
Just a little known fact, highest bred dog is the pit bull. Number one highest skilled dog is the pit bull. Number two highest skilled dog here is the chihuahua. So, people, we need to adopt pit bulls and chihuahuas because they really need the most help.
Yes. So, if you have a pit bull or chihuahua and you don't want it, please don't take it to a kill shelter. There are people out there who do care, or not even just those breeds in general, but those being number one, number two. Don't kill it. Take it somewhere to where it has a fighting chance to be loved. It has a fighting chance to be in a home to where it's going to be, it's not going to be a nuisance, and it does want to have the time. That's what this whole event's about, and that's exactly why I wanted to do this show from the event, was to show people, hey, you know what? This is going on. It shows love, it shows compassion, it shows everything, and people are raising money, they're donating money, they're flying around, they're buying drinks, they're buying food, which part of that goes to it. I mean, just, yeah, if need be, you can get in contact with me. You know how to reach me, and I can put you into the right channels. Also, I gave out the information about the foundation I don't know how many times now. But if you want to do it again, you're more than welcome to.
Forever Rescue. Check out our Facebook page. Look at all of our dogs. Forever. F-U-R-E-V-E-R Rescue. If you need to get in touch with us, if you just need help with your dog, if you're at your wit's end and just need help, give us a call because we'll help. My number is 312-320-0455. If you have a dog and you're thinking of giving it up, don't call us and we'll help. We'll send you to the proper trainers. Anything can be fixed. Every dog can be helped. And if you're looking for a dog, give us a call. If you want to foster help out anyway, we need all the help we can get. So check us out and give us a call.
That was a damn good plug. Also, I don't know if you've ever, I don't know, let's see if he's on. No, Laura Rugman is a definite, definite good friend of mine. Chat, we're not always that busy on, but listening-wise, we are. Awesome. There's a gentleman named Helmy Kramer who was on Haunted Encounters on the Bio Channel. It was the haunting show where they had the dog that was, like, part of the team.
Okay.
Well, he's extremely huge into animal rescue and all that stuff. So he's not even listening right now, but he will be listening. He will listen to it in archives. And he'll probably actually be able to get in, or he'll probably actually get in contact with you. Dear, dear friend of mine, he's amazing at training, animal rescue, stuff like that. So
hook him up. We can definitely use all the help we can get.
Yeah. So I passed the information to him along already. He said he'd He couldn't listen to the moment, but he's going to check it out in the archive to hear it. So that's the one nice thing about Blog Talk is you can listen to it anytime, anywhere, as long as you have internet access. So
just rewind and get our number again and forever rescue. Check us out.
Yes, put on repeat. Just let's do this. Let's find some animals, some homes. If you have any questions, if you have any needs, just, you know, get in contact. I've been blasting off the info all night. And I don't know about you. I think it's time to go do some more raffle, do some more partying.
Let's go drinking. Thank you.
Thank you, dear. I appreciate it.
No, thank you. You're fantastic. We got our trainers out there.
Oh, you got the trainers out there? Shoot one back. All right, so not going to end it quite yet. Been on for not that long. I said a half hour, so we're getting close to that. But, yeah, we're going to talk to one of the trainers, see what they have to say. And it's probably going to be, like, passing the phone back and forth. I apologize for the echo. We're in a very, very, very confined
space. Yeah, I'm coming my own voice. Look at this. I got the
Oh, damn. Oh, damn. How's it going, Matt? No, actually, we can just pass. I was just saying we can pass the phone and cut off the phone. Like, yeah. All right. So, who wants to talk? It's just about what you guys do on your day to day kind of stuff. So. You're the mission man?
I answer all the training questions.
All right. So. I'll pass you over to Dan. He's going to talk about the mission stuff, and then, I don't know, we'll figure this out. All right, so this is Dan.
Who am I talking to?
You're talking to the radio.
Hi, this is Dan.
Yeah, Dan, if you just want to talk a little bit about us, like what do you guys do, like on a day-to-day, you know, and what you're looking to accomplish with certain breeds or, you know, just whatever.
We specialize in bully breeds. We are a military-minded training company. We are a veteran-owned company as well. We do most of our work through rescues, like Forever Rescue, here in the Chicagoland area. We specialize in the most extreme cases, whether it's behavioral, obedience, or simply bringing a dog back into a place where it can be adopted.
So, in a simplistic way, just for everybody else, in a simplistic way, you're kind of like the Caesar Milan team of this area.
Sure.
I hate to put it that way because it is what it is, but...
Sure, if you want to put it that way, but we are more where Caesar is into California, maybe like what we are to Chicago, but with a military twist.
Yeah.
I mean, we do gear our dogs to be placed as service dogs with disabled veterans. So we really work to make sure that every dog that we touch has the potential to go to a veteran in need.
Well, that's definitely honorable. I mean, that's the whole reason I'm out here. Like, normally, I do this show Wednesday night. My online radio show that I do. I wasn't going to do it, but I couldn't not do it because I know they have Wi-Fi. So I had to bring it on. As you can see, I'm in Ballard, New York. So I did St. Ballard's on Sunday.
Nice.
And it's been like a whole big charity thing. And I do work actually pretty close with a couple of local ones like Falls and stuff like that as far as animal rescue, charity, stuff like that. So I just want to say cheers.
Cheers.
Been out for too long to get back to partying. But
thanks.
Thanks for the time, man. I definitely appreciate it.
Thank you.
So, as far as what it is, as of now, it keeps getting louder. It keeps getting more compact. I definitely appreciate everybody from the Fur Rescue. And, I mean, it's for what it is. I mean, the Bully Barracks and everybody who's here with us tonight, all the patrons that are here, just thank you so much. I'm going to get out of here. Like I said, it wasn't going to be a long show, but I had to do something. So thank you to everybody. Love you. It's definitely where I'm out here for a good cause. Battery's running low. I mean, it is what it is. So I will see you next Monday with Brittany, hopefully, if that gets... we're talking about that. And also, but for sure, I will see you next Wednesday from 8 to 10 Central Standard Time. We're going to do a full show on Full Spectrum Radio. But thank you, everybody. Have a good evening.